Feel Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
Welcome back to The Breakdown, Sheffield Live. We're halfway through the show. Today's 4 o'clock classic had to be Stone Roses, and it was She Bangs the Drum, following the very sad passing of Gary Manny Mountfield, who passed away on Thursday of this week at the age of 63. That was taken from their 1989 debut album from the band. Now we've got plenty more new music for you. That wasn't new, obviously, but plenty of new music for you. We're going to play one now from this artist. So yesterday she released her fourth single in recent months, called No One Knows Better. But I did discover this song came out before that, and they didn't actually play it on the show. And I've been listening to it quite a lot because it's just very good, basically. She's finally announced her new album. It's called Girl in a Bottle, out on the 5th of December. And this track is called Call Me. Off the North there with Call Me. That almost certainly will make its way into my top whatever number songs of the year. I've been listening to that a lot this week and I like it a hell of a lot. Good stuff. Right, going to play something now, a recommendation from friend and listener of the show, Tom Morton. He's put me in touch with, not put me in touch with them, I've not spoke to them, but Shaking Hand. This will be their first play on the show. The new single comes from the debut album, which is out on the 16th of Jan. On Melodic Records, excuse me, and I could just say this is called In For A Pound, but no, this is called In For A Trailing Dots Pound! Exclamation mark.
Andreas from Alpaca Sports, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Can you show me how to breathe? I can't remember right now. Show me how to move my knees are broken down. Can you show me?
Fresh from supporting Magdalena Bay, she's back with her 8th LP, appropriately titled Oxys 8, not Axis 8, that wouldn't be appropriate at all. And that's the first taste of her new LP, which is out next year in January. The track was called Guili. You decide. Right, we're going to play one now from Sharp Pins. As I said earlier, the solo project of Kai Slater of the band Lifeguard. His album Balloon 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 came out yesterday. Why are we playing another track by this artist, you say? Because this is
The Breakdown, album of the week.
I
That was fairly gorgeous. That was Sharp Pins from the album Bloom Bloom Balloon, the album of the week this week, and that was called Maria Don't. And now we're going to play something a little different from Lucid Express, new artist on the show, a Hong Kong... Oh, dear, I've done a Jeremy Hunt-esque thing there, haven't I? A Hong Kong dream pop band, that's what I'm trying to say. This is taken from Instant Comfort, which is coming out on the 20th of Feb. Big fan of this, it's called Something Blue.
Thank you.
Lucid Express. Let's turn myself up a bit. Lucid Express was Something Blue. And that's taken from Instant Comfort, which comes out on the 20th of February. Going to play something now equally as lovely, but rather different. Now, it's not often I will say something equally lovely by the band I Set the Sea on Fire. However, their new single is rather lovely. It's not all guns blazing like usual. It's a brand new single that came out yesterday. Follows a number of singles this year. I want to say two singles. Yeah, Blunderbuss and Beth Jesus. Both absolute bangers, by the way. But this is a calmer one, and it features the lovely vocals of the siblings Billy and Meg Washington on vocals. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this one. Here we go. It's called A Hymn for the Suburbs.
A mountain of pills, turning into an avalanche, the soothsayer down to take our home. That's an excuse for a house party, if ever I heard one. Should the suits come to take our home? Well, I love you like the death row loves his last meal. And I love you like the blue earth and all that is real. And I love you even sleeping in the gutter tonight. Should the suits come to take our home? And the voices echoed out through the suburbs like a hymn. Shine a little light on me. 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 Should I fall too slow and of chronic depression? Should I fall to the red face of alcoholism? There's a letter in my desk with your name in bold. Should the night try to claim my soul? But I love you like the addict loves his last teeth. And I love you like the ocean loves a final reef. And I love you even bleeding out in A&E tonight. Should the night try to claim my soul? And the voices echoed out through the suburbs like a hymn. Shine a little light on me. Shine a little light on me. Shine a little light on me.
I Set the Sea on Fire there with a new single, A Hymn for the Suburbs. Like that one a lot. Gonna play a track now from The Help, except they have two L's in their name, except... it's late in the show. I'm sorry. Anyway, the band released LL almost a year ago, their major label debut, and Riviera, the second album on the major label, came out just yesterday. This track is called Modern Man.
Yeah. Good citizens of Sheffield, this is Matthias from The Burning Hell, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Iona Zajac there, Glasgow-based, released her debut album yesterday. She was also a touring vocalist with the Pogues. Yeah, I can hear that. That was called Murder Mystery. Right, we're racing into the final half hour of the show, so let's not talk too much. A couple of songs ago, we talked about the siblings of I Set the Sea on Fire, Billy and Meg. We've got another couple of siblings now, brothers Tom and Ed Russell. They've been very busy boys since their 2023 full-length debut. And my notes just say, new song builds on. I mean, no idea. Anyway, this is the electronic duo Over Mono with Paradise Runner. Where's my mouse? There it is.
Yeah.
absolutely smashing. That was Over Mono there with Paradise Runner. Like I say, there's no album or anything released. Obviously not released. Announced is the word I'm looking for yet, but there will be. Or at least my notes just cut off there and don't tell me. Right, let's play something from Thames now, the Nigerian artist who follows up last year's Born in the Wild with a surprise new EP called Love is a Kingdom. This song is called I'm Not Sure.
Something. Let me tell you how I feel. Love is something I'm not used to, so I'm leaving this to you.
From Peanuts, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thistle, new artist for the show. Their debut EP, It's Nice to See You Stranger, came out earlier this year. They've now signed with boutique London label Rex Rex. And that was the song Tide. I'm sure some new EP or LP will be out very soon. They are on tour tomorrow at Nottingham Bodega and then on for 14 more UK shows. I'm not going to read them out because I've not written them down. Let's play something by Skrillex. Let's play something by Skrillex. He's released an EP yesterday, and I've not written down what it's called. That's a shame. It features Dylan Brady and Caroline Polachek. the voice, Caroline Polachek. Dylan is from 100 Gex. And Caroline Polachek's Hit Me Where It Hurts vocal is threaded throughout. So I don't think it's a new vocal, but we'll take what we can, won't we? It's called Hit Me Where It Hurts. Yes, lovely stuff there from Skrillex with the help of Dylan Brady and Caroline Polachek with Hit Me Where It Hurts. Did my research in between. The EP is called Hit Me Where It Hurts. The title track, isn't it? Right, we haven't got long left. We've got 10 minutes. So let's play something by Gladdy now. A project of Augusta Cott, who spent most of 2010s in the band Cayetana, but since 2022 she's been releasing music with this new band. This is her debut release on Get Better Records, and this is called Car Alarm.
Was it all by design? Was it coordinated time? Felt worth it to mention. The world still moves when I don't pay attention. Choked to say I'm doing well. Amongst the buzz of the strip mall hell.
liquor store, it's hard to imagine more. Complaining about the traffic when I'm part of it. Looking for the problem when I'm the one that started it. And every day I wake up the same. What is this feeling I've carried for so long? Glaring inside a broken car alarm. What is this feeling I've carried for so long? What is this feeling I've carried for so long?
This is Sam Genders from Tongue, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
My beliefs are on this t-shirt, my religion's in my pants, my condition's on this iPhone, everyone does what they want.
That was David Byrne there. He released his album in September called Who Is The Sky? But this has been part of his live show for a short while now, a co-written song with one and only Brian Eno. Studio version of the track came out yesterday. That's all got time for. I've got one more track for you. Unfortunately, we're not going to get it all in. Maybe Joel and Stephen can tell you all about it next week. This is Hercules and Love Affair with Someone Else Is Calling. Have a good evening, weekend, whatever.
I'm so over this.